What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hey you guys, it's time for another episode of News Bites. I'm Jacob Ingram.
And I'm Paz Bueno.
In today's news, the government wants to ease traffic rules.
And some French cheeses are at risk of going extinct.
And in today's tasty tidbit, teeth.
Stay tuned for more on those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
政府提出交通违罪，不开放检举。
Government to ease minor traffic violations. 台湾 has been called a living hell for pedestrians.
有人说台湾是行人地狱。
It came from a Facebook page by the same name that went viral.
这个说法来自行人地狱脸书专页。引起广泛的注意。
The government strove 努力 to change the situation. It toughened up the traffic rules.
政府于是加强交通违规执法。
Though it might have gone a bit too far, 但是可能做了过头。
Police received lots of minor traffic violation reports and became overwhelmed.
警方收到太多交通违规检举案件，没有办法处理。
Minor traffic violations, 情节轻微的违规事项 are those that incur a fine of 1,200 NT or less.
Now, the government is wanting to ease some of the rules. Currently, there are 59 traffic violations that the public can report to authorities. The government wants to take 10 of these away, leaving 49 reportable violations.
Some of the cut violations include talking on a handheld phone while driving, smoking cigarettes while driving, and illegal parking. Authorities hope that reducing the number of reportable traffic violations will ease the burden of the police.
减轻警察的负担。
But it's causing some backlash. The amendment angered road safety activists,
社会运动人士。
One group commented that talking on a handheld phone while driving is extremely dangerous and it endangers road safety.
They also say that illegal parking violates the rights of road users and blocks emergency vehicles. Even scholars, 学者, are worried that easing traffic violations would make Taiwan less safe for pedestrians.
Going global!
法国起司可能会失传。French cheeses at risk of extinction. When something goes extinct, it disappears completely. Animals and plants can go extinct, but did you know foods can go extinct too?
One reason is because fewer people are learning traditional crafts,
传统技艺。
So the techniques are not being passed down,
流传下来。
But for some popular French cheeses on the verge of extinction, there's another reason. The fungi, 菌, used to make these cheeses are going extinct.
Fungi promote fermentation, 发酵, and give cheese its aroma,
香气,
color, and flavor. Take Camembert's cheese, for example. For the French, it's not only a delicious snack, it's also a national pride.
In the past, cheesemakers used several strains, 品种, of a fungus for Camembert. Different strains of fungus result in different aromas, colors, and flavors for cheeses.
不同品种的真菌会给乳酪带来不同的香气、颜色和风味。
About 100 years ago, cheesemakers started using a specific fungus strain, Penicillium Camemberti, or P. Camemberti for short.
This strain of fungus became the gold standard for Camembert cheese and others. This allowed the aroma, color, and flavor of the cheeses to be consistent, 一致的。
However, there's a downside. The fungus is changing genetically. In other words, mutations, 变异 are developing in the fungus's genome.
基因组合。随着时间的推移，此菌的基因组开始发生变异。
So the original P. camemberti fungus will no longer exist. This means camembert cheese, as we know it, really is on the verge of extinction. Other cheeses are also facing a similar problem. So French cheese lovers around the world are worried.
What can be done about it? Well, experts are saying cheesemakers can use other fungi that's closely related to P. camemberti.While this may save camembert from extinction, it won't taste or smell quite the same as the original.
只要是消费者愿意接受这微小的变化，卡门贝尔起司就不会消失。
The recap.
So in today's news bites, Taiwan has been called a living hell for pedestrians.The government toughened up traffic rules, but police became inundated with minor traffic violation reports. So the government is now easing the rules. But many are worried this will make Taiwan less safe for pedestrians.
And some French cheeses are at risk of extinction. This is because fungi used to make many cheeses are disappearing.Experts have suggested cheesemakers can use strains of fungi that are similar to the original. But this might result in the taste and smell of famous cheeses being slightly different in the future.
And now for today's tasty tidbit. Did you know that human teeth are the only part of the body that can't heal themselves?
This is because teeth are not made of live tissue.They are made of enamel, which cannot regenerate in the same way cells can. So that's why it's important to take care of your teeth, because if you lose them, there's no getting them back.
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news story you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.